Oh, wait, did it just happen again? Hold up.
Nah, hold up.
You echoing too.
Huh?
It's an echo too.
I know.
Technical difficulties. We'll get it together.
Look at this, John. I don't know why I keep doing that. Soon as I go live, but that's all right. We live.
Sound good now.
You know what? I have to close that for it to get good. It's gonna echo until I close it. I gotta go live and then close it. I don't know what's going on, but guess what, gang? Echoless, old heads only is back, gang. Y'all know what it is. We
back like we never left.
Back like we never left. Episode 15. You hear me good, Dale?
Yep, live and direct.
I think that's going to be a tradition. Something goofy happened to the camera in the very beginning of every episode. How are we going to be old heads without some old head shit happening?
Yeah, right.
Let me click this Instagram because I want the Instagram on. We live right now on Instagram. We live on Twitter. We live on YouTube. We live on Facebook. We live on LinkedIn. We live, baby. Y'all know what I mean? Old heads only once again. My name is Charles Brown. What's your name, Dale?
Dale, man, a.k.a. Four Eyes, the Ugly Professor. I ain't that ugly.
Dale, I never understood it. I never understood the Ugly Professor moniker. But if that's how you feel, let's go.
It's a long story. Long story.
But listen, gang, we are here. We are back. I know it's been a minute. I think it's been a couple months. We ain't been in the building. Let me check the comments because I know we're getting some comments right now. I got to see how I can see it because this joint is not cooperating. Hold on. All right. So there it is. So listen, I want to say what's up to everybody that's watching so far. I see Carmen in the building, Taiwan in the building. We got a couple other people in the building. Listen. I want to talk about this because I know this subject is very, very near and dear to old heads' hearts. Is hip-hop getting dumber, Dale? Like, I think we need to have this conversation, bro. And I know the low-hanging fruit is Lil Durk and Diddy. But it's been like this for a while. It's been getting progressively kind of crazy. Would you agree, Dale?
You talking dumber in the sense of like the music is digressing, or you talking about niggas just doing stupid shit to get attention and it's leading to legal problems and all that shit? Or you talking about everything?
I say everything, Dale. I think hip hop in and of itself, I want to discuss where we are with this music that we love, and it's everything, even hip-hop. Some of this stuff ain't even hip-hop. Some of this stuff is a gangster problem. Some of this stuff is a lot of dudes is eating off of this, right?
Yeah.
I want to start from right now and work my way backwards. Lil Durk just got arrested, bro, and I'm just going to be honest. Some of that stuff that when you really...
Oh, you froze. Oh, shit. For a second.
I don't know, man, dog. Let's just talk about hip-hop in and of itself. Like, we know hip-hop started, so it started from a place of violence. Right? They created hip-hop to avoid the gang fights.
Oh, because of the gangs. The gangs in New York. Right. Yeah, yeah.
So the gangs in New York...
To resolve their problems, yeah.
To resolve their problems. So they started breaking and competing against each other, which came out of organically from the partying and the DJs learning to scratch records. All of that came organically, right?
Which turned into park jams,
hip hop music that we see today. Not just the music, the style, everything, right? And
Oh, you broke. You froze up. Oh shit. Okay. All right. Let me try to keep this going. Okay. I was prepared for this subject because he hit me so late about the subject, but I would say that social media is a big problem with some of the issues that we're having in hip hop now, or we would say rap. Okay, there you go.
Which one of us dropped?
I think you did. Well, you froze.
Oh, I froze.
And then I didn't see you no more. Yeah, you froze and I didn't see you no more.
Oh, damn. Well, you know what? This is what we're going to do. I want to make sure. Who got the bad connection, Taiwan? Me or Dale? She said one of us got a bad connection. It might be me. I'm going to stop doing my joint down here because it's just bad down here, dog. Dead ass. I'm going to start doing mine upstairs.
Well, we got to make sure it ain't me, you know. Might not have to move. Might be me, but I don't know. You in the black again. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. That was me. I did that on purpose.
Oh, okay.
I was checking the settings. But yeah, bro, so it usually works itself out. It usually works itself out. But let me end this real quick. I want to end this Instagram because that may be giving us some issues. The stream is right there. All right, gang. So I want to have a conversation. I'm doing this from the office next week, bro. I'm doing this from the office. Dead ass. I ain't even I'm not even doing it on this Wi-Fi from the house no more. But I want to have a conversation, man. Like, did we just... Hip-hop always had its issues. Like, when I said it came from the gangs wanting a better way to solve their problems. Then it became... We started to be able to eat from it. We started to make money from it, which brought in the hustlers and the dealers and the people that really didn't have the love of the culture like the people who first got into it. Like when me and you first started listening to hip-hop, that was pure. Those were the rappers. Rappers didn't make no money back then. So that was pure. Joski Love, MC Shan, LL Cool J. All these people was doing it for the love of the art, right? And then it just became when the hustlers realized, oh, I can make some money because the rappers started dressing like the hustlers. Right? Steady being with the fat gold ropes.
And the sweatsuits, the expensive sweatsuits, jogging suits, yeah.
Velas shoes, Air Jordans, Patrick Ewing's, all that. You know what I'm saying? The Adidas, all of that was hustler wear. That wasn't, it merged into that. And a lot of hustlers start dumping money into it so they can get money back. It started to become a quick way to, let's be honest, launder money low key. You know what I'm saying? And dudes was dumping a lot of money. Like, how you think Jay Prince got where he's at? Jay Prince was a dealer at first. It's just documented. It's not, I'm not saying nothing. That's documented. Jay Prince and a lot of these guys was dealers at first. Dame Dash will tell you, the first person to tell you that he was a dealer. Like, a lot of these dudes was in the streets. But with that lifestyle come a certain mentality, and a certain mentality, it brings a certain type of energy. Now look where we at. You got Diddy acting like a damn maniac, right? And you know, Diddy whole family out the streets. Diddy's father is a big time deal. He's a heavy hitter in Harlem. I mean, up in
yeah.
Up
then
in
they New say York. He used to run with Nicky Bonds back in the day.
Yeah. So Diddy is operating off a mentality of a street dude, right? You just had Lil Durk go to prison. He's in jail. He ain't in prison yet, but it ain't looking good. He fly some dudes across. He put some dudes on a jet, on a plane, to go do a hit in Cali under his real credit cards and everything. Rent the cars and everything under the label cards. The credit cards belonging to the label. He put that on that freaking... Yeah, he put them dudes on that. And they rode around in the rental cars that's under the label, do the hit, get back in the rental cars, get back on the plane. Dale, it's getting so crazy. They're saying that they watched them do that, Dale. They watched them get off the plane. They watched them follow him. They watched them shoot them, and they watched them get back on the plane. They was watching them before they got there, Dale.
Well, so it's like the hip-hop cops or something? I mean,
The feds was already on him.
Damn. They
already had a dude wearing a wire in the organization.
See, I'm not well versed on this Lil Durk situation. I knew it had something to do with King Von.
Yes. So the guy that shot King Von, they wanted to get his friend. They wanted to get Quando Rondo. So they went and got him allegedly. This is all alleged, but it's all in. This is, I'm reading from the reports. They were watching these guys do this crime. It was done extremely sloppily, Dale. It was extremely sloppy. And these are rappers doing a crime that is so blatantly, disrespectfully sloppy that all of them are arrested right now. Not to mention they had somebody wearing a wire inside of it, right? To me, it's low key. Even the most basic person that just watches Law and Order knows half the stuff they did was dumb. You see what I'm saying? Half the stuff they did was not smart. So what's the first thing when it happens? It goes into hip hop news. It's rapper Lil Durk arrested for XYZ. The word rapper is attached to it. Now it's attached to the music. Diddy was known as a rapper forever. Now now he's attached to the music. Everything Diddy is in trouble for leads back to the music, right? Young Thug, it leads back to the music. Even when Pac was around, everything Tupac did led back to rap, right?
Yeah, like it's a violent music. Yeah.
So they was like, rapper Tupac, and then they would finish the sentence with something negative. Arrested for arrested for sexual assault. Arrested for shooting two cops. It was always something negative with the word rapper. That's why Tyler, the Creator, feels like rapper, the word rapper, is a negative word. They try to use it to discredit you when they use it. Why you think?
Yeah, I can see that. I can understand that. Because it got a negative, it's a stereotype, you know? Rapper, come from the street, negativity, gangster rap. Then you got this drill rap, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And we know that drill shit take that gangster shit to the next level.
It's next level because it'd be real people in the end of it that they antagonizing and saying, I'm going to do this to you, I'm going to do that to you. So, yeah. So with that rapper title having that negative connotation, the reason it's negative is because what rappers do is considered dumb. Why is it considered dumb, right? They're like, you're not proud to say I'm a rapper, like in a lot of ways. If you go into a group full of intelligent people, are you introducing yourself as a rapper?
No, but I don't. But that has nothing to do with what we talk about now.
It does, because what I'm saying is, most people don't want to be just a rapper because it has a negative connotation.
True.
You're going to
that's
say
true.
You don't have a negative connotation about being an engineer or a receptionist or a singer or a poet.
That's true.
You're going to say, I'm a poet. You're not going to feel bad about calling yourself a poet.
That's true.
You're
going to
think twice about telling in the company you keep, you're going to think twice about saying I'm a rapper. And you know why? Because they're going to think you dumb. Am I bugging?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Definitely see what you're saying. I think social media really made it worse because these niggas putting shit on, going live and putting shit on Instagram and other social media sites, their crimes and shit, or admitting their crimes, even filming their crimes and shit. So
right,
and bragging about it. So that just makes it even worse and makes it even dumber.
Exactly, and the problem with it is, it makes us all look dumb. You know what I mean? It feels like hip hop itself has no respect. When they talk about it on the news, they got to explain it to people in a dumbed down way, because it really don't make no normal. In normal life, this is not normal. These things that we do in this industry right now ain't normal. So a lot of people, you gotta kind of walk kid people into it and tell them, like when you see it on the Today Show, they're like, rapper Lil Durk was arrested for da da da, and they got to explain it in like a childish way because it's so ridiculous. You know what I mean? Why would a millionaire be doing this kind of stuff? So they got to explain it. But I don't know if it's deeper, Dale. And I want to kind of get into how hip hop became where the most of the rappers are looked at as not that bright. You know what I mean, Dale?
Mm-hmm.
It could be something behind that, in my opinion. I think low-key, it's by design in a way.
Yeah. It's mostly, you know, blacks doing it. So you're going to throw that negative connotation on it because it's from the streets. It's black folks doing it, getting successful from it. So you got to put some poison in the water and give it that negative vibe, that negative kind of reputation. And when you got black folks getting money off of it.
Right. And then you only putting certain ones in the spotlight.
Yeah, you only putting the negative shit, the ratchet shit on the mainstream level. That's by design. You know what I'm saying? Killer conscious music, killer lyrical shit, dumb it down.
Yeah. Do you know how much money is behind Sexy Red right now?
I can believe it because she every fucking way. She just did something with Jamie Foxx and shit. Did you see that?
Millions. Hey. What did she do with Jamie Foxx?
She was like singing to him or performing for him or some shit, and he was on stage with her and shit.
I didn't see that.
They looked like they were damn near dressed alike and shit. He was taking pictures and shit with her. Yeah.
That's wild. No, I didn't see that. I don't know. But she got a billionaire behind her. A dead ass a billionaire, bro. So it's a lot of things in motion to keep it dumb like that. They signing drill rappers, Dale.
Yeah, I can believe it.
In your good conscience right now, Dale, if you have millions, are you signing a drill rapper that's talking about killing his ops?
No.
Two blocks from him?
No.
Who might be dead in a year?
But I guess that's what's popular. I guess that's what's popping.
Somebody made it popular.
Mm-hmm.
Now, think about it. Now, these kids are going to like what they like. Let's just be honest. Kids going to gravitate to the most rebellious stuff, right?
But we used to like gangster rap, though.
Huh?
We used to love gangster rap, though, so we can't be too hypocritical.
No. I'm not going to be hypocritical. What I'm telling you, what I'm trying to say is kids love the most rebellious stuff. It's not the kids' fault. Whatever the parents think is bad, kids love it, right?
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that. Kids going to gravitate to kids. But when a 55, 65, 75-year-old man comes and dumps all his money behind that to spread it everywhere that he can put it, and make as much off of it as he can before that kid gets arrested or locked up, that's exploitive.
Yeah, but they did that with gangsta rap, though, back in the day.
Well, they did, and that was exploitive. Yeah. But at the same time, now I'm not one of these people blaming everybody else for gangsta rap. Gangsta rap is what it is, and I'm not saying gangsta rap is better than drill, but at the same time, the drill music goes a little bit further, because gangster rap was mostly it had more to it than just I'm just shooting up, killing. Yeah, some of the gangster rap was awful, right? We get it. And some of them were talking about other people, but for the most part, gangster rap has some musical element. Not saying that drill doesn't, but drill rap now, they're not even trying to make a song, Dale. They are trying to straight up antagonize somebody on the other side, so that beef will keep going, right? When somebody get hit, they make a song about it. And then they tell you, we're going to hit the other side. Like, it's back and forth. It's nonstop. It's like, it doesn't have any type of musical value to it. They don't.
That's go into the difference.
They don't go into the studio. I'm gonna make this record to go like worldwide or national. They go into the studio to get at that dude and piss him off, and make a little noise while they're doing it. But it's really to antagonize the other rapper that they're going to catch him in the street and do something to him. It's not the same, bro.
Because like, if you take an example from back in the day, you had MC8 beefing with DJ Quick, and I think MC8 was Crip, I want to say, and then I think DJ Quick was a Blood. I'm not sure, but it never got to them killing each other. You see what I'm saying?
Correct.
And I think that's the difference right now. And they was affiliated with gangs.
Right.
I mean, they had fist fights and shit back in the day, but it didn't go back to them killing each other's folks.
Yeah. It almost
They never
got
took
bloody.
It that far. It almost, it, but they never took it that far.
Violent. Right.
Yeah, you got your people getting jumped, fist fights and shit like that, but not like this drill shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I think that we're looking at something different, because you can put all that gangster stuff combined and we didn't have this many arrests and murders.
No, you didn't.
A lot of the gangster rappers still around.
Yeah, a lot of them are.
Most of these
even the ones that was beefing with each other back in the day.
They friends now.
Yeah.
Well, cool. They understood it was just music most of the time, Dale.
Right. It usually be their entourage that they're getting the little squabbles and the fights and shit.
These kids now, Dale, they don't understand any of that. They realize or they look at it like, I could be dead tomorrow or I can kill that guy tomorrow, and that's just what it is. It ain't even music no more, Dale. It's warning cries of we're going to hurt you when we see you. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I know we sound old because we still to this day, we gonna make hard music with hard ass lyrics and da da da. That's one thing. I'm not gonna say it's just entertainment, da da, but it's entertainment. It has some type of entertainment value, and we also gonna put some songs that's saying something logical, and it's all gonna say something at the end of the day. But this drill stuff right now, that the stuff that Lil Durk is doing and this and that. That stuff has almost no human value. It's all devaluing human life. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's not the same. It doesn't have the same intent. So with that being said, when I'm a billionaire and I go and I sign a drill rapper or a ratchet ass chick that's putting out lip gloss called venereal disease and booty hole and pussy pink and all that, that's what they paying her for, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's dumbing it down. So it's like, how much of this stuff would have flew in the 90s, bro?
Not much, huh? You had to have some talent. You had to have some skill.
And you had to be thinking about something other than just killing people.
Even the gangster rap, I mean, the gangster rappers, you can say what you want. They made good music. Most of them did. So, you know, he had some whack ones, but they knew how to make good music.
And you know what else, Dale? They knew they had to have different stuff than just gangster music.
Yeah.
Like, if you go listen to a gangster album, they're going to have a song. It's not going to be from beginning to end murder and all through the whole thing. It's not. You had to have some lyrics about something else sometimes. You couldn't make a whole album where from beginning to end, you're antagonizing your ops. You're talking about shooting and killing. You're talking about money and this and that. You can't. It has to have some value to it. Like, take a Tupac album. Tupac talked about everything.
And oh, Tupac, yeah. He had some deep shit. Life. Yeah, he had some deep shit on his joints. Some emotional shit. You know what I'm saying? He had some conscious shit. He'd get deep at times. He'd tell a story. Yeah.
And he would tell a story of regret. He would tell a story of triumph. He would tell a story of just making it in the hood. He'd talk about his mom. He'd talk about his sister. He'd talk about his girl. He'd talk about his man that's dead or whatever, like, or alive. Then he'd get into some gangster stuff.
My favorite song by him is Tears. And that's not, you know what I'm saying? That's not no real gangster joint. That's like an emotional deep joint. I love that song. That's like my favorite song from him.
Right. And we can hear that kind of stuff and still go off and hear Ambitions of a Rider. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we get it, bro. It's more than you're deeper than one thing. You're not just one kind of person. But this drill stuff now, the stuff that they doing right now and the reactions to it, this is why Lil Durk thinks that he had to go slide, because that's what they tell you now. You know what I'm saying? You gotta slide now. You gotta handle your business. This thing is all about how many points you scoring by offing somebody. You know what I'm saying?
It's not He's from Chicago, right? Okay.
Yeah. So it's like they really
aren't. Didn't drill rap start in Chicago?
They say it did.
Okay.
They say it did. A lot of people say London, but they say drill rap started in Chicago. Some people will dispute where it started, but for the most part, it started in Chicago. So now, some people say drill rap ain't even hip hop. That's a whole nother discussion, right?
Well, they label a lot of shit rap. It's not really rap, like the little singing shit, the harmonizing. They be labeling that rap, and they ain't really rap, but.
Yeah, but you know what? Everything that sprung off the tree of hip hop is hip hop. It's just a different form of it. So yeah. All of that sprung off the tree, and a lot of us talk a lot of stuff, but if you listen to old KRS-One BDP, he was always harmonizing. La 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 la.
Yeah.
Wah da da dang. He was always doing that Jamaican chanting. He did a lot of
Bone Thugs and Harmony. Bone Thugs and Harmony did a lot.
You
yeah.
You can't discredit the harmonizing, right?
Mm.
They'll take the wackiest song and make it better. You know what that is? That's really Paul McCartney. He took Paul McCartney's song and sang it on BDP, and it made it cool. Remember to let us into your skin, because then it'll begin. That's a Paul McCartney song. So hip-hop can do anything and still be labeled hip-hop. You know what I mean? So they're not, and I hate to sound like we old heads. That's the name of the show. They're not part of this thing where we're trying to push the hip-hop culture forward when all you're doing is trying to make music that's gonna start fights and gunshots, and that's different. That was never the intention of gangsta rap. And if you look at the beginnings of gangsta rap, it had a lot of intelligent dudes spitting gangsta rap.
And at
at one point, conscious rap to some level, Boots Riley and Paris. That was conscious gangster rap.
You could say Ice Cube was conscious gangster rap.
Very.
Street knowledge. He even labeled it street knowledge.
Very.
Yeah.
So I don't think the best put the best gangster rap against the best drill rap, and you're going to see a complete difference of what they were trying to do. But that's because where society is, that's where the money is going at right now. Even R&B, you can't even sing R&B the way you used to. You know what I mean? Like, you got to have this cold-ass, heartless style now. You can't be in love. You can't have feelings no more. Like, it's just everything is cold. Everything is like...
You know what throws me off about R&B nowadays? All the profanity in it. That just throws me off. Like, back in the day, you had maybe one or two... you know, cuss words in it, but now they just get real, like it's real ratchet, crazy. I can't get into it, Joe.
You right. And I know I sound like a prude when I be saying that, like, yo, what are you cursing on R&B records there? They can't make a record now without cursing. She sucked me. I'm like, oh my God, bro, like, chill out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can say this another way. You know what I'm saying? It's vulgar, bro, and I get it. We vulgar. Our raps have vulgar. We're gonna say vulgar stuff, but when it's rapping, bro. I'm not trying to make a love song. You know what I'm saying? I'm just 100 curse words in it, right? It just don't make no sense. But that's what the world we are living in now. They have taken this thing, and Drake does it. A lot of these guys do it. Tory Lanez. They don't even make a love song, or not even, they don't even love songs no more. They don't even make an R&B song.
They love songs. They just talking about how they banging the chick out, and they just use all kind of language. It's crazy.
Bitch, get out.
Oh, man.
But that's where we at with it. There's a cold, heartless. And that's why these kids can do what they do. That's why they can go get off a plane, shoot somebody, and jump back on the plane, go back home. Because it's crazy. Look at Thug. Thug is accused of running a criminal enterprise, right?
Yeah, they got and RICO charges on him, right?
RICO and all that. And they still in trial. It's a year later or more. But I think it's going on two years or something. Still in trial, right? But this is hip-hop, and I get it. They're going to say, well, you have people, you have violence back in the 90s. They're going to say that, right? A lot of they're going to say, didn't Q-Tip get jumped by Rex in Effect? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're going to say.
Them two not even gangster groups.
Yeah.
Rex in Effect and Q-Tip not even gangster groups.
Yeah. Didn't Tupac get killed? Why you acting like y'all ain't had no violence in the 90s? We had violence in the 90s. We had violence. We had some of the worst violence in the 90s in that crack era. Dudes was dying by the handful, but it wasn't over hip-hop.
Nah.
Wasn't over hip-hop. Now they dying over the music. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but that whole that Lil Durk, Quando Rondo thing is over music. I'm sure something about how that started the whole thing, but they started, it ratcheted up over the songs back and forth.
Mm.
And the little dissing on the songs. So it's like, we don't know nobody. Now you can't say Biggie and Tupac died over music. Because
nah.
Biggie never really said nothing to Tupac over music. He never said a rhyme about him.
Unless you believe that Diddy did put a hit out on Tupac, but I always thought that was from him jumping Orlando. What's his name? Orlando, the dude they jumped in the Las
Orlando
Vegas joint.
Anderson.
Yeah, I thought that was just him getting back at Tupac.
You mean Orlando Anderson getting back at Tupac?
Yeah, because they jumped him in the Vegas joint after the fight, and I thought him and his boy just got back at him. I always thought that's exactly what it was.
That's exactly what happened.
I didn't think it was no more to it, but then you start hearing things that Diddy paid somebody and shit. Oh, that guy that's getting charged for that shit now. The nigga that was driving, I forgot his name.
Keefe D.
Yeah.
Diddy did pay Keefe D. If you believe the streets, Diddy paid Keefe D, but the guy he paid never paid. Diddy sent $1 million to Keefe D, but he gave it to a guy named Zip. Zip never gave it to Keefe D.
Mm.
He kept it. He kept it himself, and he opened a nightclub. So that's the story. So whether it happened or not, but the story is, did he really send $1 million to have Tupac killed? They killed Tupac on some other shit anyway, but they never got the money. They killed Tupac on some for his stomping.
So Tupac would have died. So Tupac would have died regardless, even if he didn't send no money to him.
Yes, they didn't kill Tupac over money.
Right, right.
Because they never got
because
the money.
Of that shit because I'm jumping him.
Yeah.
Right.
You got to think, Dale, this guy was a gangbanger and he got beat up by a rapper. He's like, I'm not letting that slide.
Yeah, you can't let that slide.
Glasses Malone was right.
What'd he say?
He said, Tupac must die. Remember the song? He made a whole song.
I don't remember
Tupac
the song.
Tupac must die. A couple years ago. He got in a lot of trouble for that, but.
I didn't hear the song, but I heard about it. I heard about it, but I didn't hear the actual song and shit. I seen him on an interview and shit. You know, a few years ago and shit, talk about that.
No, he was 100% right, because Tupac wasn't in a gang. He wasn't a gang banger, but he put his foot and hands on a real gang banger who got to live in them streets. So he was trying to get a fade, allegedly. So he was supposedly trying to get a fade. He really wanted to fight Tupac and get his back like that, but they wouldn't. They wouldn't be responsive to him. So he handled it another way. He saw it like, yo, nah, I'm handling it right now. Allegedly. This is all alleged. So, but end of the day, some people may say Pac died in a dumb way. Right? A lot of gangsters say that. MCA says Pac went backwards joining that gang.
Yeah.
He said when gangsters get money, they get out the gang. They don't go in it. He's right.
Yeah, him joining with Death Row.
Yeah, MOB and all that, right?
Yeah.
So they may say y'all had dumb stuff too, but we wasn't dying over rap and going to jail at this rate. We had, let me be honest, we had just as many rappers as they got right now. And we didn't have, right now, Dale, I would say 60, 70% of the rappers that come out go to jail. They just locked Tekashi 6ix9ine up again.
I saw that. The funny shit, the ones that got locked up back in the day wasn't gangsta rappers or considered gangsta rappers, like Slick Rick, Keith Murray. You know, they ain't rap about gangsta shit, but they got locked up on some gangsta shit. You know what I'm saying? Doing some gangsta shit.
A lot of rappers got locked up. Ja Rule got locked up. Prodigy got locked up. Beanie Siegel got locked up. A lot of dudes got locked up. But a lot of them didn't. Right? A rapper getting locked up used to be rare.
Right? Yeah.
And if he got locked up, it wasn't never murder.
No, it wasn't murder. Even though Slick Rick tried, but
no. Slick Rick did kill. Slick Rick killed his cousin, Dale.
I thought he tried.
No,
I thought it was attempted murder. Oh, no, for real?
I thought
it was attempted murder all this time.
So I can look it up for you because the cousin was trying to extort him.
I thought it was attempted murder, y'all. I didn't think he actually did it. He didn't do that much time for if it was actual murder.
Oh, you know what, Dale? You're right. Hold on. Two counts of attempted murder and other charges include assault. He got, I thought he hurt him real bad, Dale. Hold up.
Nah, because if he would have murdered him, Joe, he sure ain't do much time for murder.
Hold up.
Because how long he do? Like 4 or 5 years?
Nah, he did.
If that.
Yeah, you're right. I'm bugging there. I thought he murdered. He didn't murder him. Because the dude was extorting him.
Yeah, yeah.
His cousin kept trying to extort him. You're right. He didn't murder. He attempted murder. But he shot him. Use of a firearm, criminal possession of a weapon. The rapper caught in an act of self-defense. He spent 5 years in prison, 2 for the then second-degree attempted murder charges he received for the shooting, and 3 for disputes with immigration. Damn, so he only did 2. He only did 2 years for the shooting.
Yeah.
He did 3 for disputes with immigration. But even that, Dale, that wasn't no gangster shooting. His cousin extorted him.
Nah, that was more like, yeah, that wasn't no gang. Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, we didn't have a lot of that stuff that we got now. Now look right now, how many, matter of fact, I'm going to look it up. How many rappers right now? You're going to say, well, it's a lot more people in the rap right now and a lot more thugs got into rap, da da da. I get it. But at the same time, it's more people. It was a lot of people getting locked up back then, too. Millions were getting locked up. It was thousands of millions of people was getting locked up back then, too. They weren't the rappers, though. Now it's the rappers. Let me see. All right. 27 rappers are in jail or prison right now. It's crazy. Tay K, Young Thug, Lil Durk, YNW Melly, Big Lurch, Tory Lanez, Fetty Wap. Damn, Fetty Wap is in prison.
I forgot about Fetty Wap.
Blueface.
Yeah, I know about that.
Glock 9, Sue Surf.
Who the hell is that?
Sue Surf, the battle rapper.
Oh, I never heard of him.
In prison.
I never even heard him.
You ain't really look into a lot of battle rap like that, huh?
Not really. I mean, I know some of the names because of some of the, you know, because podcasts I watch, but I don't really follow it like that.
Okay, so Sue Surf, Casanova.
Yeah, I know about that one.
This one's
been in there for a while, haven't he?
Casanova been in there about 2020.
Yeah,
and he ain't getting out. Mystical.
Yeah, yeah. This will be your second time going in, right?
Yeah. This one's wild, Dale. Kid Creole from Grandmaster Flash and Furious 5.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that. Yeah.
First degree manslaughter. He been in there since 2017.
Mm.
So it says the former Furious Five rhymer explained to the police he thought a man was propositioning him or wanted to rob him, but he was a homeless man. He stabbed him to death. He was coming home from work and the dude came up to him and he thought he was trying to rob him, or he thought he was like gay or something. Pooh Shiesty in there. You know what's wild, Dale? I didn't even, all of these ain't even young rappers.
No, definitely not the dude from Grandmaster Flash.
Dude from Grandmaster Flash definitely ain't no young rapper. This dude look like he bought damn near 70.
He a pioneer. He like one of the first.
One of the first rappers ever in here. So we can't even say, and I'm not even saying that it's all the young people. I'm just saying hip hop is being pushed in a direction where it's just feeling like we looking crazy out here. C Murder, Tay K.
Yeah, he been in there for a long time. C Murder been there for a long time. He might not never get out.
To get out. They was trying to get him out last year and they didn't let him out. Big Lurch. Fuganio. I don't know him. K Flock. Max B.
K.R. Max B been in there for a while.
Yeah, but they saying Max B probably about to get out in a few months. Lil G, AR Av, YFN Lucci. Some of these guys I don't even know, so I'm not even reading. Diddy.
Yeah.
Lil Durk, Honeycomb, Brazy. So it's a lot of dudes in there, but it looked like we kind of like looking kind of crazy out here. You know what I'm saying?
And G Dep just got out.
Mm-hmm. Looking all crazy, hugging up on Diddy. Like, dog, they ain't tell you what's going on before you came out. He giving Diddy all his hug, all his love. Diddy, I think Diddy went to jail like a day or two later. But yeah, man, I think that it's being pushed in a way where it's cool to be dumb, and you gotta kind of play that role like you're dumb. Like, they don't celebrate smartness. They don't reward it. They'll sign you the dumber you are, in my opinion, bro. Like, and I just saw a post, and I'm gonna bring that post up, bro. With all of these female rappers that's spitting. And I wanna talk about that because it's so much that we could be talking about, right? But it's so many female rappers that's spitting, and rappers, period, that really are saying something. But we're not. Who's that girl you just did the review for, Dale?
Doshi. Yeah. Doshi.
It's so many that got to grind and fight and struggle to get the slightest of recognition. But if you come out with a drill record with a nice hook tomorrow, you good. Your record deal waiting for you. You know what I mean? Mm. They won't sign this conscious stuff. So it's like, Dale, I don't know, Dale.
Well, that chick that I reviewed, she in a good position because she on TDE. She on Top Dog. You know, the joint that Kendrick and all them on. Yeah. She on that record label, so.
Yeah, and Kendrick shouted her out. He loves her. He said she the hottest thing smoking. So dead ass, like, let me find this post. Because, all right, I got it right here. They're talking about all of the proteges. Samara Sin, one of hip-hop's most promising talent, who even caught the eye of Nas. This chick is dope. Her name is Samara Sin. She's one of the up-and-coming. And there's just a whole list of them. I'm trying to see where else I put this. Because it's like some really good talent. Where is this at?
I just listened to the new Shay Noir joint. I think that's how you pronounce her name. Her joint is nice, and she got some thought-provoking shit, should I say.
I think she's one of the up-and-coming ones that they're talking about. But
yeah, not, she's real nice.
They're not, and I'm not going to say they, because I do see a shift where it's starting to shift toward better MCing. It's starting to shift toward a lot of the goofy stuff is not popping like that. They're saying Megan's new joint just hit a brick wall, like really, really bad. I'm not sure what to believe or not, but they're saying, I just saw it online today that the joint really didn't do the numbers. And
how about Glorilla's new joint? She just dropped the new joint. How that's doing?
Glorilla's spitting though. Glorilla's spitting. I'm gonna give her. She's spitting. Now she is saying some niggerish too, but she's spitting, bro. I'm not gonna hold you. But at the same time,
I heard she ain't bad.
Nah, Glorilla's
spitting. Heard the album ain't bad.
I heard it's not bad either. But she is a rapper. You know what I'm saying? She's not gonna go too deep with it. She gonna just surface level, but she's spitting. I'm gonna give her that. But at the same time, there are females really, really spitting. You know what I'm saying? Like Glorilla's spitting, but it has a certain shelf to it where it's only gonna go but so far lyrically, because she can't get out a certain lane. She gotta be a certain kind of way. So it's like she's not gonna go but so far with what she's doing, and it's gonna box her in. Like she's not doing a Rhapsody. But that's the conundrum. If you do a Rhapsody, then you sit there in damn near obscurity. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you'll be underground pretty much.
On a major label. She on Rock Nation, but she obscure. Like, and she get the love, and I'm sure she gets her shows and this and that. But here we go. You know, she's not really, you know, so it's like she ain't getting the exposure of a Sexy Red, right?
Cause she not selling sex. That's what it is.
Right.
If you selling sex, you gonna get that mainstream love.
Exactly. So, I feel like part of the of hip hop itself looking dumb is because they are making sure it looks dumb. Because you don't have to push dumb stuff. You can make money. Look at what Kendrick is doing. You can make money like that. You can make money being like that. But it doesn't. It never gets the chance to light a day. You got to sit there in obscurity and go for years and years and years with no freaking, you got to be Ab-Soul and get a hopefully somebody sign you. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you can make a living, but it's just going to be making a living. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And some people may say, oh, nobody wants to hear that. But a lot of people want to hear it. It's just, they're not going to take a chance on it. Because just as garbage as that, they're gonna take a chance on 9 garbage ass drill rappers that ain't gonna sell either. You know what I mean? But they won't give that one conscious kid one chance. Not even conscious, just somebody saying something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They're not gonna sign a Lupe Fiasco right now. Let me see. I wanna look up something because
you're just gonna have to create your own movement independent.
Right. Yeah. And you're going to have to do 3 times as much as the average freaking garbage-ass drill rapper, right? So, let me see some, because this, I'm trying to find some, but this ain't even, they're still talking about, I'm trying to find the new artists that I can bring up, and they keep talking about Kendrick and
they not new no more. Kendrick and J. Cole and them, they not new no more. Them niggas like in their upper 30s and shit.
Yeah.
Been in the game for like 15. Yeah, been in the game for like 15 years and shit at this point. So
yeah.
Rhapsody is not new. She's been in the game like 15 years at this point. So
yeah. And they got so the thing is too, Dale, when we were coming up, we were looking at everything new before. We're not doing that no more. We're looking at stuff that of our legends that when they drop, and we finding people based on it leads us to new people. But like you said, you found Dolce, but that was led to you by Kendrick some kind of way or whatever. TDE.
No, I learned about her listening to a podcast. Listen to like 2 different podcasts. They were just raving about her joint. I'm like, who is this chick they talk about? And then, okay, and I usually trust their opinion. So I say, okay, I'm gonna go check her out, you know.
Yeah. So the thing is though, when back in the day, we just followed everything that dropped. So we was finding the people on our own organically, like, oh, this guy, that guy, Organized Confusion. We would find these people. You know what I'm saying? Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah.
And whoever. We would find them organically. Like now we're not really plugging in trying to find who the next up and come. We don't.
Yeah, I'm not.
You gotta be making noise. Like you heard about her, she was making noise.
Yeah, yeah. It's rare that I stumble on somebody totally out the blue. Like, I got to hear from somebody to put me on to something.
And you know part of that is rap so trash to a degree. It's some really good stuff. I hear some good stuff sometimes, and I'll see a good video, and I'll be like, they was nice, but at the same time, it's so much stuff. You click on there, you give it a chance, and it's so freaking trash. Like, you get tired of even wanting to hear. You don't even want to hear it, bro. It's like, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? You get fatigued from clicking this stuff. I'll be giving it a chance, and I'll be like, I can't even do it too much no more, bro. I can't.
So I gotta thank. I gotta thank Chop, DJ Chop the Butcher, and I gotta thank my cousin TG. They be up on shit. They throw me a name that I never heard, and they say you need to listen to this. And most of the time they write, so they kind of like keeping my ear to the streets.
Yeah, Dale, I'm gonna be honest. Every time, like a lot of times, I click a lot of stuff. I click a lot of videos, and I'll give it a minute and a half, and sometimes it'll be worth it, and I'll be like, that really impressed me. But a lot of times I'll get into the joint, and it'll be on Twitter, it'll be anywhere. Like, I click a lot of people's stuff, and a lot of stuff just don't move you, bro. It's just too generic. It's the same. It's just sound like somebody else. They're not even trying to be different. It's just like, it's crazy. And that's why I feel like when I make this title, I'm like, is rap dumb? Because at the same time, when you stripping rap down to generic shit and you're just trying to be like everybody else and the labels are rewarding that shit, that is the definition of dumb. Because to me, you ain't really doing nothing new. You're just trying to be like somebody else and make a quick bag and then throw money in the air. It's just dumb, bro. Like, most of the antics these rappers do are dumb. They get a big bag of money, go buy a chain, go buy a car, and don't have money for the rent. You know what I'm saying? It's like, now what? And then they go and they throw the money in the air in a strip club, or they showing it on social media, then they get robbed and shot. So it's like, is it dumb? Like is hip-hop dumb, bro? Like, what are we doing, bro? Like, it's crazy. Nobody knows these kids. Like, at least the football players got people to come in and tell them.
Right, you know? Right.
What's that called?
See, man, back in the day, well, you talking about them little seminars where they try to give them the knowledge about the women, watch out for certain type of women, watch out for this, right, watch out for that. You know, some of them don't listen, but, you know, and they got structure. Like, back in the day, you had record companies, you had A&Rs. So that was some structure. There's, you know, they can kind of, like, direct you.
They fired all.
You don't have that no more.
When the streaming came in and they wasn't making no money, they started losing all of the positions in the labels. The A&Rs got fired. A lot of the lower levels got fired. They should make millions there. They're not making that no more. So they got to find new ways to cut the costs.
Right. So they just get somebody that's got a lot of likes and they just take them down. And no artist development. That's the problem. It's no artist development.
Dale, they signing YouTubers.
Yeah.
That have no rap skill whatsoever. They just got 2 million followers. They signing them guys right off of YouTube, give them a deal without even putting them in the studio. They can make the record in their house and just give it to the label. Label will sign that and put it out. It's awful. It has no integrity. They don't care about nothing but making money. Like, what's this guy that's great fight Mike Tyson?
Jake Paul,
he make rap records, Dale.
I didn't even know that.
He make rap records and they do millions. So that's what
they like. Wow, I did not know that.
You shouldn't know because they awful. So they make millions and then that becomes what it is. You know what I mean? That's rap right now. So it's like KSI and all these YouTubers are rapping now. So it's like, damn, like this is what rap has become. It's no integrity. So somebody that really could spit can't get no streams because they over here listening to this YouTuber.
Yeah.
It's weird, Dale. It's a weird situation. And like, you sitting there and you got a couple people going to save it, like Kendrick going to save it or Tyler. I got to sit down and listen to Tyler. I ain't get to listen to it yet. Do you listen to Tyler yet?
No, I want to hear it, though. I'm hearing good reviews on it. I'm hearing good reviews.
But some dude was killing it yesterday. He went on Twitter, he said, this is the worst album Tyler ever did. So some people going to just do that regardless. But I'm going to assume, I assume that it's good because Tyler hasn't missed, in my opinion. But Dale, it's looking bad for hip hop, bro, in my opinion, because now I take that back. We're gonna have a conversation next week about all the legends that's dropping good music.
Right? Oh yeah, this is the year for the legends. They are dropping good ass music. And you got some more that's supposed to be dropped
today. Exhibit.
Yeah, I saw that funeral video he got. That's pretty decent. I like that. That's pretty
decent. Right now, before we went live, Exhibit just dropped a joint.
He on that that mixed martial arts star label. What the fuck is his name? He's famous. The one that fought Mayweather. He be in movies now and shit. God damn, I can't think of his name. But he's on his label. You know who he is, Joe. God damn.
All right, well,
the Irish dude, the little Irish, the Scottish dude, oh, and damn. Shit.
This dude, you're talking about. I got it already. What's his freaking name? McGregor. McGregor.
Yeah, Conor McGregor. Yeah, yeah. He on his leg.
Yeah, I didn't know that. You tell me something.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
That's where them videos getting all that bag money from. Cause them videos look clean, bro. Them joints look like they put some money into them videos.
I just saw the funeral joint, but I like the funeral. I like that song. The song's pretty all right. All right.
Yeah, next week we're going to talk about all the good music coming out from the older guys. Like, there's a lot of good music and some not so good music, but most part, Rakim, LL Cool J, it's a lot of good-ass music coming up from people 40-plus. Like, we got a lot of good music still dropping. So that's what saved me this year. The last 2, 3, 4 years, a lot of dudes been jumping back in the game, love it or hate it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've been really good with what I've been hearing, because it's been, for me, a lot of my favorites have jumped back in the game. Let me see. But we're gonna say that for next week. We're gonna talk about that.
Yeah, week. Yeah, because I go on a tangent talking about that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. Like, dead ass. It's so much that came out. And I'm just excited. I got LL Cool J. I'm really impressed with LL.
Oh, I'm thoroughly impressed. I'm shocked how good that might be. I know this sounds crazy. It might be his best album. I don't know.
It ain't crazy, Dale. That might be LL. It's one of. Let's put it like that. It's one of LL.
It's so lyrically stronger than his past work.
Right. It's that's the best. He's never wrote that good in his life.
No.
Never wrote that good in his life. So, yeah. So, Rakim, MC Light, even Lupe Fiasco, you know what I'm saying, came out with some good shit.
I didn't hear the MC Light joint. I didn't listen to that joint yet.
A lot of people telling me that's good. I haven't heard it, but Fliz was like, that joint's banging. But in the regards of, now, we didn't even touch on some of the older guys, we could touch on that another night, like Benny the Butcher. Some of their music, their words is really, they get really vicious and violent in their wordplay too.
Yeah, so it's like, it's street shit, but they just lyrical with it. It's gangster shit, but it's lyrical, that's all.
Right. And one like of my 38 favorites right now is Freddie. And Freddie say some wild stuff.
Yeah.
So we be knocking the drill guys, but the our legends be Benny and Conway. They be saying some wild stuff, but it's just better. It has a lyrical content, and they're trying to be creative with it. You see what I'm saying? Somebody can say we hypocritical because we're like, oh, you sit there and listen to Benny the Butcher and 38 Special just dropped a joint called Stabbed and Shot.
Oh, shit. Yeah, Stabbed and Shot Part 2. Yeah, I was just about to say that. I mean, how fucking blood does it get? Too.
So we can be like, oh, y'all up there talking all this shit about these drill rappers. What about that? Benny the Butcher. What they talk about that? Talk about Eazy-E and all that. I'm the young nigga that they talking about. Nigga, try to
run. 38 Special just dropped it. 38 Special dropped the joint not too long ago called The Mother and Gun.
And it's fire.
Yeah.
So we gotta have a conversation one day about the old heads, how we loving all that. MC8 be dropping regularly. All his shit still gangster shit. All the dudes we used to revere, they still dropping and we still listening. So we gotta talk about that one day. Like, yo, Y'all talk about all this, how these young guys are saying this and saying that, but y'all really, y'all started it, and this is where it went. So you got to kind of like, you know, kind of kind of take some of that on your own. You know what I mean? So I don't know, man.
I ain't gonna lie. I like good drug talking though.
Cocaine talk, push it.
Yeah, listen. Yeah, I love that shit. Listen, if they got lyrics to it, I love that shit.
That's the difference though. So like, if you got to be smart, bro. You know what I mean? Like, if you can be witty, like Jay-Z's in the Songwriting Hall of Fame. Ain't too many rap. I don't think he might be the only rapper in there. I'm not sure, but you know why? Because he's lyrical with his wittiness and his street talk, and he say some foul shit. Jay was saying some foul, especially old young Jay, like Jay back in the early 2000s, saying he used to say some foul shit, bro. Go back and listen to that shit. Like people forget how foul that come and get, man. Like this dude was foul.
Yeah,
man.
Drug talk, good drug talk. That's drug what talk. I like.
He invented that lane. A lot of these dudes only exist because of Jay-Z. You don't have Benny the Butcher. You don't have Conway. You don't have Freddie Gibbs. You don't have Pusha T. Without Jay-Z, you don't have a lot of these dudes.
Yeah.
What's your boy that we was talking about from, he did the, damn, we was always saying he's nice. He did the recap of Snowfall. He made a whole album.
Oh, you talking about Skyzoo?
Skyzoo. Skyzoo, yeah. Is nice, but you don't get a Skyzoo without a Jay-Z with the.
But he don't really do drug talk. That was just that album. He don't really do that. He more like backpackish. Not no disrespectful way, because the nigga nice, but he don't really do the drug.
I know what you're trying to say, but he's not.
He's not like Pusha T. He don't rap about that shit.
I know,
on
but his face. Fife, yeah. Is backpack. Fife is backpack. He not Fife. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not that. He's not just, yo, my rhymes are dope.
I would compare him more to like an LZ or Royce the 5'9". You know what I'm saying? I don't put him like with a Pusha T or Freddie Gibbs. You know what I'm saying?
Let's be honest. Royce is nice, but Royce is gun talk. He's good.
Yeah, every now and then he does know how to
Royce is a master MC. He's well rounded. But at the core, if you were to put it into a computer AI and go from beginning of Royce's career to right now and let that computer average up all the gun talk, it'd be 70% gun talk. 70% of gun talk. Royce talk a lot of gun talk, especially.
He talks shit, but I wouldn't say that.
But shit, man,
I wouldn't
gun
say
talk.
That. Yeah, shit, no, no, no.
Tell me, I'm like, damn, you know it's true. But
I got it.
He's one of the dudes that perfected the way to flip you with a pistol. Like Royce perfected that, but he does it so well that. You don't even hear it no more. It's just so good.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, we got a whole. We can't really say that hip hop is any dumber now than when we started listening to it. But
I think it's dumber now.
No, no. What I'm saying is because we've always had to some degree tough talk, violence. You remember the movie Wild Style?
Mm-hmm.
How well do you remember the movie Wild Style? Do you remember that they got robbed in that movie?
Well, no, I don't remember. It's been so long since I've seen that.
At gunpoint. They got robbed at gunpoint in Wild Style.
Mm.
So it was always street violence in these movies from day one in hip hop itself. So
yeah.
And Wild Style is the first hip hop movie, if I'm not mistaken. First or second. So and they got
robbed. Do that predate B Street?
Yes.
Okay.
But so we've always had people doing because it's a street culture. The music itself comes from the street. So you're gonna have that element. Now we had that element, but it wasn't a lot of where we are now where so many. Now I get it, it's more people visible, that are rapping. Mm-hmm. A lot of rappers that were unknown were getting arrested. We probably had rappers that ain't make it yet and was getting arrested. I get it, but we're more visible than ever, and our biggest rappers get arrested. Even Jay-Z got arrested.
Yeah.
That's 20 years ago, but our biggest rappers got arrested. So with that being said, I think that it's never been really, rap went mainstream, but it's never been mainstream to be a rapper. Every rapper that you say went mainstream had to change their image. Snoop Dogg, he don't act like Snoop Dogg used to act.
Yeah.
He act like that cool ass grandpa that just happens to smoke everywhere he go. But he's always smiling, he's laughing. He don't act like no tough ass gangbanger rapper. He don't do that. You can't act like a rapper and make it in mainstream. Every rapper you see smiles when they on TV. 50 Cent. With 50 Cent on them talk shows, he's smiling. Every single one of them. They don't act tough. So you can't act like you act on a record in the real world and be mainstream. It just doesn't happen. So so rapping in and of itself looks negative. Unless the actual rapper, when he goes out into public, appears to be disarming and very, he's not menacing. You can't act like a rapper. It's not mainstream. Look at Drake.
You gotta feel like you're approachable.
Right. Look at Kendrick. Yeah. Anybody that makes any type of real mainstream noise has to be approachable. If you act like Kodak Black or you know what I'm saying, you act real like whatever, you're going to cap at a certain level. You're not going to get past that level.
Mm.
And you're going to always be looked at as ignorant and dumb to a certain degree. Nas don't act like that. Nas is in the corporate world. You see what I'm saying? Nas wears suits almost every day. He carries himself like a businessman. He don't walk around like I'm this rapper. So when the rappers act like that, they ended up being somewhere they don't need to be, in prison or something like that, when they do dumb stuff. And I don't know, man. I don't know if we could ever solve the problem of rap looking dumb and sounding dumb and rappers doing dumb shit.
I think the biggest difference, the mainstream artists back in the day, I would say most of them had talent. They could rap. Like, you think about some of the biggest artists from the 2000s, like Ludacris, T.I. They were mainstream, but they could rap. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They made good music. Even Jeezy, you know, Jeezy was, he could make good songs. Yeah.
Yeah. The Snowman. So I think, I don't know, man. It's like, they're not learning nothing though. They're like, some of these rappers ain't learning nothing. And it's getting dumber and dumber. 50 Cent, one of the smartest. Watch that 50 Cent interview he just put up on the Breakfast Club, I think, yesterday. I was watching
it. Oh, yeah, I gotta watch that joint.
Nah, it's good, dog. But every time I gotta watch the interview, it's gonna be knowledge in there that you need. This dude is smart. He's talking about the Lil Durk stuff. He's talking about street stuff. It's like, and he's being real about everything. So it's like, he a street dude, but he made his way out of it by smartening up. And a lot of these guys don't understand it's not about being dumb. I think people like Lil Durk is in there for doing dumb stuff. I think Young Thug is in there for the stuff he did was dumb. Because a lot of stuff that you, when they trace back and peel back the layers of what they got the RICO for, it was unnecessary stuff because you're making so much money you didn't need to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of the stuff they did, they didn't need to do. They did it because it looked cool, it sound cool. So, or they wanted to be whatever out in these streets, and they was whatever, they had to uphold whatever code or whatever gang, whatever, da da da. A lot of this stuff could have been let go, and they just could have made money. Look at Young Dolph. They could have just made money. Now it's a lot of dudes hit up, and I get it. It's a whole culture down there, a lot of beefs.
Didn't they say Yo Gotti had something to do with that?
That's what they allegedly are saying.
Hmm.
Well, ain't no his brother got killed behind that. And they already indicted the guy, one of the guys who is with the other side. They already got all the information. They got the guys who did it, and the guys who did it said why they did it. One of them got paid. He said, I think he said he only made, like, what was it? $800.
Oh, yeah, something crazy. Yeah, like $800.
Weird shit. He never got the rest of the money, and now he's going to jail for life, and he only got like $800 for the whole. He's supposed to get like a 50 grand or 100 grand, something crazy. He never got it, and he got caught before he got it. But he's never going to get it. But now he's caught. So it's like dumb stuff, Dale. That's what I'm talking about. And we can say
so it wasn't Yo Gotti. It wasn't Yo Gotti. It was his brother that had something to do with that.
It's deeper. It's deep, Dale. Let's just leave it at that. I don't know who did what. I wasn't there. All I know is they're a legend that certain people did certain things. I don't know who did nothing. But end of the day, they got the people who did it, and they're already telling what happened. Because the stories came out about this, that, and the third. So it's all online. It's nothing. I didn't make it up. This is all out there. So they already got what's going on with that case. But what I said it to say this, a lot of this stuff is just hood stuff, and a lot of hood stuff be dumb stuff. Once we make a certain amount of money, there is nothing to beef about. There's nothing to, we're going to find stuff to beef about. And can I tell you what I was watching online? The Yo Gotti thing with Young Dolph, what it really supposedly started over there. Supposedly, the beef started because Yo Gotti tried to sign Young Dolph, and Young Dolph turned him down. And he took that offense. As
personal.
Offense.
He took that personal. Oh, shit. That's crazy.
What this shit started for, Dale.
That's crazy.
That's what it started for. And they start going back and forth for years to the point they try to shoot this man car more than once, and they sent hitters and this and that. All of that started with something like that. So that's what I mean, Dale.
Because he didn't want to sign with them? Are you serious? Are you fucking serious? Cool. You know what I mean? Niggas got turned down back in the day. Yeah. They wanted to sign niggas. God damn.
This is out of Young Dolph's mouth, Dale. I'm not making this up. This is out of his mouth. I didn't make this up. So, you know what I'm saying? If somebody might be like, what y'all talking about? Y'all stuff y'all know? I'm just telling you what I saw the video of Young Dolph saying that out of his own mouth. So, that's what I mean. Dudes is getting millions, and they get caught up in stuff that's really, it makes no sense. It makes no sense to get caught up in.
Yeah, but that's crazy.
That's what they caught up in, and, you know, that's hip-hop. Some people may say, that's not hip-hop. That ain't the hip-hop I know. Maybe my hip hop is a Pharoah March. My hip hop is a Q-Tip. I don't know nothing about what you talk. I don't even know these guys you talking about. My hip hop is a Red Man. My hip hop is a Black Thought. Like dudes, like man, I don't know none of these dudes. You name it, bro. Andre 3000, where he at? So some people don't consider it hip hop. I think we need to do an episode. Did we do an episode already about what's hip hop, what's rap?
I don't know. Probably did. I don't know. I can't remember.
We need to do it again. We ain't determined that.
I know we did a joint of what's whack and what's not. What do you consider whack?
Yeah. So we only did 14 episodes before this, so we got so much to talk about, Dale. And I ain't gonna hold you much longer. I think we just talked enough about is it dumb? I think hip hop now to me, from the outside looking in, I'm gonna be honest, Dale, it looks real dumb. Like when you get on these playlists and you first just click it and you just start listening, it's some dumb stuff on there. Some of this stuff is just ignorant. It don't have no core to it. It don't have no substance. And it's just like, and I think people are tired of that. I think people really get tired. I think people are, they tuning out. You know what I'm saying? It's like every guy sound like the last guy, they tuning out. It ain't too much stuff good you can listen to. And people just starting to tune out. The numbers are down, the sales are lower than ever. And the legends are making more money than the young people at this point. Because people want to hear what they got to say. Cube just dropped. Ice Cube. Now I'm gonna be honest.
I don't like that song. Yeah, I don't like that.
You
song.
Know what it is, Dale?
I don't like it.
His flow ain't tight no more. Like it's like this ain't the Cube like that we've used to. Like he been like kind of falling a little bit in a way for a couple years. He good, but it's like it's just something. Like it's just I don't know, Dale. You tell me.
It's been a long time since I heard a whole Ice Cube album. He been dropping too. We're not.
He been dropping.
I'm hurt. I know he dropped a lot in like what the 2010s. I think he dropped a lot in the 2010s. I never heard none of them joints though.
No, I think he dropped a joint last year, and he was on that West Side. The West, what did he do? West Side Connection? No, They did. They came back.
They had a group with like E-40 and Too Short, and him had a group together. Yeah, I forgot the name of it.
That wasn't bad, damn.
Hold on. I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that.
Wasn't bad. Let me see. Let me see what the name of that group. Ice Cube.
It's like Too Short, E-40, and Snoop, right? They was all a group and shit.
Mount Westmore.
Okay, yeah.
And
yeah.
That wasn't bad. And they put a little run into that. But I think that Cube, he's just getting older, man. He's been rapping for a while. Like, it's not bad. It's like, the ego joint ain't bad. It's not bad. But it's not something that I'm going to be, like, bumping. You know what I'm saying?
So the video is entertaining. I like how they did the video. But the song itself, I don't like the song itself, though.
I did like that video. So I don't know, man. Cube's still doing his thing. But that's what I'm saying. The legends are still working, bro. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I respect that. The legends are still working. And that's important. That's important. And we got to remember that Eminem dropped. Dead ass. Eminem 50-something years old. You know what I'm saying? Like, people forget that this dude is like 53 years old, bro. Like 55, like something like that. People forget that this not a young-ass white kid no more.
Yeah, he about 50, 51. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Like, he us now, bro. He old head. How old is Eminem? Let me see. How old is Eminem? Damn, it's taking forever to get. That's a simple question, bro. Like, 52 years old. He was born in 72. And that's the thing. He don't look like nobody's granddaddy, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? And he made a good album. Like, it is what it is. Like, I know everybody, it's divisive, and everybody like, ah, oh, you like that white boy? Oh, da, da. Like, I like the album. Fine. Dale didn't like the album. You didn't like the album, did you, Dale?
I ain't really care for the album. But I respect him. I respect him, though, but I ain't really care for the album. I forgot about that album. It's been a minute since I listened to it.
No, I understand, because I don't listen to it, but I don't really listen to much of nothing. I got so much going on there. I listen to stuff here and there, and I gotta keep it moving, bro. Like, it's not much I'm gonna be bumping 4 and 5 times. It's not much I'm gonna be doing that with. Cause I got my own, we make our own music, we making our own stuff, and we constantly working, and you know what I'm saying? I make my own
stuff.
So I'm not gonna be listening to your shit 10, 15 times in a row, but I do listen to stuff, right? And that's why I stopped the album reviews, because I'm like, I can't listen to all this shit all day. But all right, we're gonna get out of here, Dale. I think anything.
Yeah, I gotta go in the office tomorrow.
I know, Dale, like, nigga, you said this on the album.
No, I'm good.
So listen, man, we appreciate y'all watching. I didn't read no comments tonight. It was one of them nights. I just didn't read no comments. They were
dead. I totally forgot about the comments.
Yeah, they was dead, but I didn't really have no way of doing it, because I had to do it through the phone tonight. It is what it is. We appreciate everybody that was in it. The comments was lit. You know what I'm saying? So we never had.
Oh, for real? Okay.
We had a bunch of comments, but I just never got to them. We just had the conversation. After we got past all the dropping of the, I thought the beginning of the video looked crazy. The first 10 minutes of the video looked crazy. We dropping the phone upside down, just going blank, black screen. I know it looked ridiculous, bro.
Yeah, getting back into the swing of things, that's all. Yeah. You know, a little glitch in the matrix, that's all.
I don't think we had one since last winter.
Nah, it was
summer. No, I think we're all summer and everything, no videos.
Yeah, pretty much all summer we didn't do anything.
Okay.
I think the last one was in spring.
Okay. All right. So then, listen, we'll be back next week. Old heads only. We getting back, getting that train going. Choo choo. Like, you know, we getting that train going. We on a new channel. If y'all can see, it's the Old Heads channel. We went live on the Old Heads channel tonight. We've never done that before. We only went live on my channel before and on the What Show channel. But we're not going live on What Show channel no more. We only gonna go live on Old Heads only. And eventually, I wanna say two or three more episodes at best is only gonna be on Old Heads, the YouTube. So you're not gonna be able to watch it on my channel no more. About two more episodes. You're not gonna be able to see it on my channel. And I'm gonna start letting people know it's gonna come to this channel exclusively. So you gotta watch it on this YouTube channel, nowhere else. So it is what it is. I mean, as far as no other YouTube channels, he's gonna have to come here, because I want everything to push over to this new channel that we created and keep everything in house over there. So it is what it is.
And you got the What Show tomorrow, right?
the What Show tomorrow night. You know, we're gonna talk about this Lil Durk stuff and a bunch of other stuff. But yeah, so that's it, gang. I guess we're gonna get out of here.
Yeah,
what you got anything to say, Dale? Anything you want to promote? Don't you got the new album?
Yeah, got the Ali and Ugly Professor album coming next month, sometime next month, which, you know, is in a few days pretty much, but sometime next month, called Chemical Composition. So this is our fourth album together. It's going to be tight. Beats and rhymes and bars, barring you up. Ali going to bar you up. I'll throw a little rhyme here and there. You featured on the album too.
what song, Dale? Oh,
grown man business. Grown man business. Yeah.
We got some good stuff coming out. I got an album I'm working on. I got in the What Show, we got a whole project we working on. We got a lot of stuff going on. We just working, bro. Old niggas just still working.
Still putting out music, good music.
Still putting out good music. The shit we want to hear. I don't know if it's good or not. It's good to me. Gang, that's it. Old heads only. We appreciate y'all watching. We didn't get to the comments tonight, but, you know, we appreciate y'all leaving them anyway. I'm sure y'all, a lot of people's going back and forth in the comments on all different social medias. We appreciate that. We'll be back here next week. We're going to do Tuesday's nights, Dales? Tuesday nights?
Yeah, Tuesday is cool. It's cool.
All right. Can't do Monday because that's football.
Can't do
no other day.
So. Wednesday because that's your other show. So,
right.
Yeah, so, what
Tuesday
show?
Tuesday night. And it is what it is. Gang, we out. We're going to catch y'all on that flip side. We appreciate you. Peace.